Speaking from the grounds of the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, U.S. President Joe Biden forcefully declared Russian President Vladimir Putin must go.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
It sounded like a major shift in U.S. policy. Previously, U.S. officials, including the Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have denied the United States is seeking regime change in Russia. From this location, on NATO's eastern flank, Biden also addressed the Russian leader directly, calling his invasion a strategic failure and warning him not to expand the conflict.
Don't even think about moving on one single inch of NATO territory. We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Earlier in the day, as Biden met with Poland's president, he reiterated, as a member of NATO, the U.S. and its partners will defend Poland if it's attacked. Poland shares a more than 500-kilometer border with Ukraine. Already, more than 4 million people have fled Ukraine, with more than half seeking refuge in Poland. As Biden met with mothers at a makeshift refugee center set up in Warsaw's National Stadium, he reiterated his belief that the Russian president is a war criminal for allegedly targeting civilians.
You're dealing every day with Vladimir Putin. I mean, look at what he's done to these people. What does it make you think?
He's a butcher.
Also on Saturday, Biden met with the Ukrainian defense and foreign ministers who had made a rare trip out of Ukraine. Biden pledged support for Ukraine's sovereignty and characterized its resistance as a battle for freedom that may be a long fight. The White House denies President Biden was calling for regime change in Russia, but instead says he was arguing that Vladimir Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over the region. Still, Biden's message was unmistakable, that Russia's war in Ukraine is a battle for democracy. The free world must fight. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Warsaw.